First official Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM with my brother Tienus Jansen van Rensburg back in studio 2023. Tienus, welcome back, my friend. Good to see you.
Thank you. You too, man.
And right off the bat, blessings for you for this up and coming year. I don't know up until what point do we going to continue saying Happy New Year.
This is the first time we've spoken, so let's just Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you very, very much. Listen, it's always very interesting and exciting with regards to tech and the world of tech at the beginning of a year. We're focusing on the consumer electronics show that took place last week, and we're going to do it in two parts. Part one, let's focus on that weird, wonderful, wacky screens, because screen technology, we've seen that evolve rapidly,
very quickly,
over the last couple of kind of months to recent years.
Exactly. And the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, it's actually the first in-person event, obviously, since 2020. So that was nice to see everybody playing with all the gadgets in person instead of just having a video being played, announcing all these cool and wacky things. But yes, display technology has advanced so quickly. Foldable phones are now mainstream. Curved TVs are out of fashion again. So things are changing rapidly, and these companies are coming with very, very innovative and interesting solutions. So let's start off with Lenovo. They launched the Yoga Book 9i.
And the Yoga Book 9i.
Correct.
Okay.
So this is a dual screen laptop. Now, we've seen folding laptops before. They said, no, we're just going to have two different displays with a hinge on both sides. And then this can give you, you know, a lot of interesting use cases. So it comes with a snap-on Bluetooth keyboard, and then your secondary display, your bottom display, can be a virtual keyboard if you want. It has a virtual trackpad if you want to use it as a mouse, as per normal on the main display. But the most interesting use case for me is you can use both screens at the same time with this Bluetooth keyboard. Okay. And it's both beautiful OLED displays to 120 hertz refresh rates, like top of the line. And the use cases are just amazing. So you can either use it, again, as two different displays side by side or top and bottom. And it comes with a stand, so it looks like you've got multiple displays, but it's actually just your one laptop. And it looks like this is one of the best use cases of these dual screens that we haven't seen in the past. And they're actually bringing it to market. It's not just a concept.
That's fantastic. I mean, I think it's safe to say, if you look at something like this, that we are literally stepping into the future now.
Yeah.
Which I think is fantastic. And screen technology, like we've said, has been really rapidly evolving. We've seen some interesting, crazy, weird, far out things. It is interesting that the curved TVs are gone, because I lost mine due to load shedding and I wanted to replace it, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
So no,
that's unfortunate.
I know, it's horrible. Okay, so that's the one. What else did you see?
Samsung, again, playing with interesting concepts. So they showed off the Flex Hybrid, which is a smartphone, but they're obviously very big in the foldable space now, and they said, let's combine a foldable with a rollable. So remember last year we spoke about the LG TV that actually rolls up into a little cabinet.
Yes.
So the entire screen rolls up. So it's kind of the same concept on a smaller scale for a smartphone. So if everything is in its normal position, it's a normal smartphone, then you fold it open and it's a 4x3 screen for productivity and having more screen real estate to get some work done. And then you can slide out the right-hand side and it's a rollable display on that side, and it becomes a 16x9 display for watching movies and series, and the perfect resolution for content consumption. Mm. So they want to make your phone your everything device.
Well, there we go. The need for laptops are getting less, that's for sure.
Yeah, the PC market is really suffering as a result.
I can imagine, because with all these innovative inventions out there, a rollable screen, I mean, honestly.
Yeah, the one side folds up and the other side rolls out.
I mean, I just remembered when Samsung launched their first foldable phone and they had the issues with the hinges and the screen and blah, blah, blah. And that was like now. It was not long ago. And all of a sudden we have rollable screens. Is there anything else?
Yeah, just quickly, LG also very big in displays, obviously. They don't make smartphones anymore, but they still want to make displays for smartphones. They sell a lot of panels to other manufacturers, and they showed off a foldable display that folds in both directions, so you can close it like a book, but you can also open it up and close it the other way around, which is fascinating. I don't know why you would ever need that.
I was about to ask, why do we need that?
So it's a concept just to show off that their technology is the first display that can actually hinge in both directions. I have no idea how they actually did that, because obviously with folding displays, when you close up the phone,
hinge on the one side.
Exactly. And you have to, you know, kind of bend the display around that little on the one side. So I don't know physically how it's possible to then bend around the other side. It's just an innovation that they brought to CES and said, developers, can you build something cool for a display that can bend in both directions? We'll see what happens.
I wonder just what the functionality of something like that. Maybe it is just to show off, listen, look at our screens, look what we can do.
Yeah, no, exactly. They are definitely at the forefront and they keep pushing.
And watch this space, they're probably telling everyone. Interesting stuff. It's going to be exciting year. Tienus, thank you very much. Good to have you back. Thanks for all the updates. We're looking forward to what's coming this year. We'll focus on part 2 of the CES and some interesting, wacky inventions that came out of it next week.